This update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Gagetown man convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail today. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Eric George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when three men were ice fishing in a Saginaw Bay canal covered with ice in Seaboyne Township. An airboat operator, identified as Tanner Cody Carr, approached the men, breaking the ice, and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth to be around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Gerald M. Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court today, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and three misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea agreement, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73rd B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include 3 counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, and 1 count of felonious operation of a vessel. And we will continue with more news for you here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Al Hansen Motors is here to help you cruise into summer with confidence, style, and a worry-free experience both on the road and in the showroom. Tyler of Al Hansen Motors has this week's specials. Take it away, Tyler.
We got a bunch of low-mileage inventory that just passed our 101-point inspection and are all backed with our in-house warranty. Starting off, we have a 2019 Chevy Trax LT with remote start, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and cloth interior, starting at $17,380. We also just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT that is loaded with options. It has full power, heated cloth seats, remote start, a backup camera, and Bluetooth, and it's like new with 52,000 miles. We're asking $20,580. If you're looking for a new truck without having to pay new truck prices, we have the truck for you. It's a 2017 Ram 1500 with only 40,000 miles. It has four-wheel drive, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and we're only asking $26,980. We also have a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL that we're only asking $13,380. It features full power, Bluetooth, a backup camera, moonroof, dual zone climate control, and a 3.5-liter V6 engine.
Call Tyler at Al Hansen Motors at 989-269-7299. Ask about inventory and even schedule a concierge test drive.
Two fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise partially automated driving system have drawn the attention of U.S. auto safety regulators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation of the crashes, both involving Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles on freeways in nighttime lighting conditions, the agency said in documents today. The agency's initial investigation of the crashes, which killed 3 people, determined that Blue Cruise was in use just before the collisions. One of the crashes occurred in February in San Antonio, Texas, killing one person. The other happened in Philadelphia in March, killing two people. Ford said it is cooperating with the investigation. The NFL draft has a new attendance record after more than 775,000 fans flooded downtown Detroit for the three-day event. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer revealed at Campus Martius Park during the third and final day of the draft that Detroit had broken the record, and the league later released its estimate of the crowd size. While it will take years to know if this year's picks delivered for their teams, there's no doubt that Detroit made the most of an opportunity to host the football spectacle and show 50-plus million viewers the new-look city. Motown beat Music City's three-day attendance record of 600,000 set in 2019 when fans filled Broadway in Nashville. And we will be back with more news after this.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
The United States has stepped up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Ahead of a new visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he pushed Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. Terms of the proposal were not made public, and it was not known if anything had changed on a main roadblock that mediators have repeatedly crashed against, the question of the extent of a ceasefire. Small towns in Oklahoma are beginning a long cleanup after tornadoes flattened homes and buildings and killed at least four people, including an infant. The damage was extensive in the community of Sulphur, where a weekend tornado crumpled many downtown buildings and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or struck by debris. White House officials said President Joe Biden spoke to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Sunday and offered the full support of the federal government. Israeli officials appear increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants against the country's leaders. Their concerns come as international pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. Airstrikes overnight into Monday killed 25 people in a southern city. That's according to hospital records. Meanwhile, Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian terrorists going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. The probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territory the Palestinians want for a future state. And we do have an obituary report for you. Jordan Miller, a 20-year-old of Elkton, passed away at his home on Friday, April 26th. Funeral services will be Wednesday, May 1st at noon at Evangel Life Church Assembly of God in Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And weather-wise, here at the station, it's currently 66 degrees. Wind speeds are from the west at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 16 miles per hour. The humidity is at 69%. We have a hazardous weather outlook that says an isolated, strong to marginally severe storm remains possible through early evening, producing wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour.